Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with incoming Sigourney and Pekin Superintendent Kevin Hatfield about his first year in the two districts. Well, Kevin, first off, I wanted to say congratulations on joining the school district, and with the school year coming up really quick here, a lot quicker than probably some students want, just wanted to get your feelings on it. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, wow. Well, first, thank you very much. I feel really blessed and honored to be, you know, selected by both boards, actually, Sigourney Community School District and the Pekin Board, so I'm a shared superintendent, and, you know, great opportunity to interview and all the community members that were a part of those panels, the teachers and administrators, and of course the board members, the people that are involved. I'm grateful for that opportunity to meet many of them, and I tried to get in real early. You know, offered me the position in, you know, end of May, and I think I was here, you know, starting about the middle of June, pretty much on every day between both districts. So I'm trying to get a jump on things and get going. And Mr. Harper was the superintendent that I'm following. He's big shoes to follow, but and just a fantastic guy, and really left both districts in very good shape in terms of financially, and they're solid, and academically things seem to be in place, and they're doing fine. So, and a lot of good people. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And you are right. The students are, you know, I'm really excited because I've spent a lot of time with, you know, all of the adult stakeholders, and now I'm hopefully getting a chance to see the students come back and kick off the year with us.
And is this your first year being a shared superintendent?
This is the first time I've ever been a shared superintendent. I was a superintendent in West Branch for 7 years prior to that, so my experience is a little different, and it, you know, it's got its own challenges, but at the same time, there's so many good things and unique things about both districts that are wonderful, and also some very common things between both districts, and so that part of it's been exciting, but also kind of a really good challenge for me, and I'm glad I have, you know, some years of experience before taking on a shared superintendency.
And I know you just kind of touched on a little bit there, but what's kind of your background in education, and where have you been previous to this?
All right. Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. When I was growing up, I was always really, truly fascinated by the great teachers I had. I grew up in the Davenport Community School District, and just really touched. I still have fond memories of many of the teachers and coaches there over the years that I had, and some of the activities I was involved in. But that kind of led me down the path. I went to the University of Northern Iowa and received my elementary teaching degree, and was really happy and blessed to get on at Pleasant Valley. And I was in the Pleasant Valley Community School District teacher for 14 years, and I coached for 14 years. And from that experience, it was tremendous. I ended up being the dean of students there for about a year before kind of tapped on the shoulder to see if I wouldn't mind applying for Bettendorf Community School District principalship. And I became a principal, an elementary principal there, and did that for 10 years. And again, kind of interesting, almost that feeling of being tapped on the shoulder again, someone asking me if I was interested in going to West Branch. And I had some family on my wife's side that's close to West Branch, and so they were kind of keeping me up to speed over the year or two before Mr. Artist, who left there, so I took over for him and really loved the community and experiences there. Then I had a year where I thought, well, it might be good. I'll go to Grantwood AEA. And so anyhow, long story short, I completed 34 years, and I kind of thought, well, you know, it might be a good time to take a breath and kind of reinvent yourself. And so I technically retired. And so I had about a year off, and suddenly just started getting a few phone calls about, hey, why don't you come down and take a peek at Sigourney and Pekin. So that's really how it came about. And, you know, I wasn't sure if I'd come back, but after interviewing here, I kind of left and told my wife, you know, and she came down for part of the interviews as well. And we just both kind of looked at each other like, I mean, this might be, you know, a little challenge, but also a good thing. And she knew my, you know, we kind of have this chat about, you know, got one last song in me, maybe one last good, hopefully positive song of leadership and trying to help school and help students.
And with everything kind of coming to a point now, do you have any word of encouragement or excitement to say to your students who may be listening in?
We really talked a lot here over the last month or so about, you know, what kind of culture do we really want? And we're really processing around these four kind of culturized ideas. First one is just being champions for all students. And two is, you know, we expect excellence out of each other, and not necessarily perfection, but just to be, to really give our best every day. And then hopefully everybody, including the students, we kind of the notion of carrying the banner for the schools. And then in the end is kind of a tying all together, is just being, you know, just being merchants of hope, making sure they know we're here, they're people first and then students. And so those have really been the ones, the key drivers of what we've been talking about in all of our meetings. And I'm just really thrilled, both administrative teams, and just embrace those concepts pretty well so far. We've got a lot of work to do, but mainly just kind of elevate the good things that already happened and been in place.
That's been today's J.J. Nichting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with incoming Sigourney and Pekin Superintendent Kevin Hatfield talking about his first upcoming year in the two districts. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCI News.